and I think that that makes the project so unique, because rather than being separate entities working separately, everyone has joined together and they're working together. It makes the response very, very fast, because you haven't got to phone another agency and explain the situation. Everyone can just get out there, out in the streets, and help straight away. In an ideal world, the aim would be to have no rough sleepers, to have accommodated all of them, to have them well supported. Obviously, they will need support for some time, to see them into employment and safely into accommodation. Absolutely, I would like to see this actually complete nationwide, because it's such a unique project, and the fact we can actually at last help these homeless people, it's the way forward, and I think it should be countrywide. Oh, it's got to have an immense impact. I mean, the fact that they are sleeping rough, and our workers know them, they get to know them, they go and check on them every night to make sure that they're all right and try and help. And I think that is giving them some sort of a feeling of security and confidence, because they know that they are known and they're not totally alone. Supporting rough sleepers is complex. It's not actually just about finding accommodation. It isn't a quick fix, and we do face ongoing challenges with finding landlords. As you know, you've probably seen a lot of homeless people, rough sleepers have dogs, and to find a landlord who will accept a dog can be very, very difficult. So this is a challenge for everyone.